attached to each hand, you will not wire between them. The wires are simply tighter and tighter, drawing your hands together across your back as close as they can happen to this time you should. Imagine right now additional metal arms by snaking out the walls, snaking out the next time you shower. Your neck will have ankles, all of your thighs. You will be feminized by the shower arms, and you think the arms that way for months. But then they reach out, that they grab you, it's going to push your toes to the surface of legs. Sorry, I don't think it's going to happen. And as you lay on your mouth, that screams of the shock hitting, you find that's right. All other long arm your shoots out by the wall. You find clamping your mouth is riddled with evil desires. Huge dildo that cries from your body. You need to straighten your mouth. You find
now,
your struggles are one.
Now that you are so completely relaxed, I want you
out then to
picture something
now.
To imagine something. I want you to imagine that you are getting into the shower. You turn on the water, and everything
is
completely and utterly normal. But as the water begins to hit your body, you hear a metallic sound, a little bit like gears moving. And as you hear that sound, you find two metallic cups have shot out from your wall, grabbing both of your hands, pulling them behind your back. That's right.
Attached to each
feel it
on your wire,
your mind right now. Two metal cuffs attached to each hand, a wire between them, and the wire simply begins pulling tighter and tighter, drawing your hands together behind your back as close as they can get together. Then, imagine additional metal arms snaking out from the walls, snaking out and grabbing your neck, your ankles, your thighs. Picture these metal arms like the arms of robots. They reach out, they grab you, and they force you to your knees, your legs spread open. And as you open your mouth to scream in shock, you find another metal arm shoots out from the wall, clamping your mouth open, and in a moment, a huge dildo protrudes from the wall, aimed straight at your mouth. And no matter how hard you struggle, no matter how hard you try to turn, it reaches all the way to your mouth, and then starts pumping in and out. As it pumps in and out, it starts squirting thick fluid into your mouth, almost like semen, but thicker, with a different taste, a different strange taste. And this goes on for 5 long minutes. 5 long minutes of the dildo pumping into your mouth. The strange fluid entering your mouth and going down your throat. And at the end of those 5 minutes, the dildo pulls out, and you discover that no matter what you do, you have no voice. You can't scream. You can barely squeak. Something has happened to your voice box, and you can't control it. You can't speak at all. And then, with the dildo removed, you find these same metal hands massaging, covering your entire body, the gel, a gel that seems to burn and sting a little, has a very heavy chemical smell to it. And wherever the gel touches your skin, you find that your body ends up quite numb. Stings for a moment, and it feels kind of numb. And then, as the water from the shower washes over your body, it washes away all of the chemical, and part of all of your body hair. All of it, everything, making your face down, any facial hair you might have, anything on your neck, your shoulders, your arms, your stomach, back, your legs, even your crotch. Yes, that's right. Even your pubic hair washes out and goes flowing down the drain. Then, those same robot arms begin applying a gel to your chest. It's not the same gel. It has a different smell to it, a different feel to it. It's thicker, stronger. You can't see what's going on because your head is still being held in place. But you can feel them. You can feel them as they massage this into your chest. And then you find that as you stare straight ahead, something has been pressed against your chest. A huge weight seems to be there now. A huge, heavy weight you hadn't had there before. That's right. You still can't see it because your face is locked straight ahead. And then a new feeling happens. You can feel an arm reaching out where your crotch is. You feel it there. You feel metal hands moving around your groin, moving around your stomach, and then, moments later, you hear a loud click. The chest belt is clamped around your cock and balls. Finally, another hand moves to your head and your scalp, begins massaging into your scalp a very sweet smelling fragrant formula. You can hear it, you can feel it, your scalp being massaged, and as your scalp is massaged, you can literally feel your hair stretched out and pulled longer and longer as it gets pulled down your back, all the way to the middle of your back. Sweet smelling, fragrant, completely different than anything you would ever apply to your own hair. Then, all of the arms leave except for the ones holding you in place. And finally, you feel something. Something being pressed against your ass. You can actually feel the plug, hard and metal as it slides up your ass, forced inside of you, making you yelp in surprise and a little bit of pain as it shoves inside of you. You have no idea how long this is going to last, or even how it started. But now, all of the arms release you, and you have a chance to inspect your new body. You know, somehow, that if you need to use a restroom, that the plug will find a way out of your wire. That if you need to pee, you will have to sit down. But when you do, the chastity belt will slide off, allowing you to finish the job, so long as you remain sitting. If you try to stand up, it clamps back on with all of its force. There's something very mechanical and robotic about this, but you cannot control it, and there is no way to remove it. It stays with you all day long. All day long, you remain this way. You find that your mind is riddled with feminine desires, that you find that you want and need feminine clothing. You find that your hormones are wanting the woman's clothes, wanting to be more feminine. These desires stay with you all day long. And then, when you go to bed at night, you find out that morning, everything has been removed and you are back to the way you were. The only lingering effects from what has happened is that you still have some lingering feminine desires, and these last for a few days after the physical effects are gone. I know this was a lot to imagine, a lot to picture in your mind. But this is what is going to happen. That's right, all of it. When you do the clamps, the gel, the loss of hair, the chest, the belt, the breasts. By the way, when you look at them, all of it, everything good, sea-sized, and they're very attractive. You can't even see how they're attached to your body. That's right, arms. You can look at them, don't touch them. Once the shower bot is done with you, until then, they don't exist, and they won't exist when you wake back up from this file. But the next time you shower, you will experience everything, everything that was described here. You will spend your day feminized by these shower bottles, forced to look like a woman, forced to feel like a woman all day long. You will have no control over it. You will not be able to stop it. It will just simply happen, and there will be no way to resist it. It is going to happen the next time you shower. Right now, it's going to fade from your mind. It's just a simple memory. But the next time you shower, it will happen. All of it. You will be feminized by the shower bot, and you will remain that way until you cry. That is simply what is going to happen. You chose to listen to this file and allow these things to happen, but now they are, and that is simply the way it is. Somehow, that if you want, you will find your way out of your desert wanting. That if you need to be wanting, you will have to sit down. When you do, stay with the chastity belt, slide on the load, finish the job. And so long as you find sitting, if you try to stand up, clamping back on.